This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited the U.S. Border Patrol Colexio Station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico, saying the country cannot take in any more migrants. AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many countries, especially in Southeast Asia, are not heeding warnings by the U.S. about the possible security risk in allowing Chinese tech giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed wireless networks known as 5G. There are recent agreements between Huawei and Thailand, the Philippines, and Malaysia. This week, six former top U.S. military officials, including two who were commanders for the U.S. Pacific Command, issued a blunt warning of a future where Chinese-developed 5G network could be widely adopted among American allies. The U.S. envoy assigned to promote a negotiated resolution to the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Afghan-born diplomat Zalmi Khalilzad landed Friday in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has held five meetings with Taliban representatives, mostly in Qatar, since late last year to discuss a possible U.S. troop withdrawdown from Afghanistan. This is VOA News.